Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Dominic Savio. And his story begins now. Jesus and Mary will always be my great friends. My eyes, I want to keep them completely pure to see the Blessed Virgin one day in heaven. Everyone must do what he can. He repeated, I am not able to do great things, but what I can, I want to do for the greater glory of God. I am not capable of doing big things, but I want to do everything, even the smallest things, for the greater glory of God. Whenever Saint Dominic Savio spoke of his first communion, he did so with great joy, saying, "That was the happiest and most wonderful day of my life." And St. Dominic Savio, he said, if I do not become a saint, I am doing nothing. But we know he did a great deal in a short time that he had. Nothing seems tiresome or painful when you are working for a master who pays well, who rewards even a cup of water, cold water, given for love of him. That's coming from St. Dominic Savio. And St. Dominic Savio gave four simple rules for sainthood. I will go to confession and communion often, and I will keep holy the feast days. I will keep holy the feast days. Jesus will be my best friend. I would rather die than to commit a sin. And that's coming from St. Dominic Savio. If I can succeed in saving only a single soul, I can be sure that my own will be saved. He died at the age of 14. He received the last sacraments and died peacefully in the arms of Saint John Bosco. Saint Dominic Savio was born on the 2nd of April, 1842, and he died on 9 March, 1857. He was an Italian student of John Bosco. He was studying to be a priest when he became ill and died at the age of 14. So many holy persons seem to die young. Among them was Dominic Savio, the patron of choir boys. Born into a peasant family at Riva, Italy, young Dominic joined St. John Bosco as a student at the oratory in Turin at the age of 12. He impressed Don Bosco with his desire to be a priest and to help him in his work with neglected boys. A peacemaker and an organizer, young Dominic founded a group he called the Company of the Immaculate Conception, which, besides being devotional, aided John Bosco with the boys and with manual work. All the members, save one, Dominic, would in 1859 join Don Bosco in the beginning of his Salesian congregation. By that time, Dominic had been called home to heaven. John Bosco records that Sabio's parents recollect how he used to help his mother around the house, welcome his father home, say his prayers without being reminded. And at the age of 5, he learned to serve Mass and would try to participate at Mass every day, as well as go regularly to confession. Having been permitted to make his first communion at an early age, he had much reverence for the Eucharist. At that time, it was customary for children to receive their first Holy Communion at the age of 12, and Pope Pius X would later lower this age to 7. And resolutions made by St. Dominic Savio in the year 1849, on the day of his first communion at the age of 7, he made these: I will go to confession often and as frequently to Holy Communion as my confessor allows. I wish to sanctify the Sundays and festivals in a special manner. My friends shall be Jesus and Mary, death rather than sin. And as a youth, Dominic spent hours in prayer. His prayer he called my distractions, even in play. He said that at times it seems heaven is opening just above me. I am afraid I may say or do something that will make the other boys laugh. That's what St. Dominic would say. I can't do big things, but I want all I do, even the smallest thing, to be for the greater glory of God. Dominic's health, always frail, led to lung problems, and he was sent home to recuperate, as was the custom of the day. He was bled in the thought that this would help, but it only worsened his condition. He died on March 9, 1857, after receiving the last sacraments. St. John Bosco himself wrote the account of his life. Some thought that Dominic was too young to be considered a saint. St. Pius X declared that just the opposite was true and went ahead with his cause. Dominic was canonized in 1954. His liturgical feast is celebrated on March the 9th. Dominic Savio, the patron saint of boys, children's choirs, falsely accused people, and juvenile delinquents. Dominic, one of 10 children of a blacksmith and a seamstress, was born in 1842 in Italy. But Dominic's example teaches us that no matter how old we are, we can serve the Lord in small ways every day. Pope Pius XII described St. Dominic Savio as small in size, but a towering giant in spirit. He is the patron saint of choir boys and juvenile delinquents. He was noted for his piety and devotion to the Catholic faith, and was canonized a saint by Pope Pius XII in 1954, making him the youngest non-martyr to be canonized in the Catholic Church. Until the canonizations of Francisco and Jacinto Marto, the pious visionaries of Fatima in 2017. Pope Benedict XV, who watched over the Holy Childhood Society with loving concern, Dominic died at the age of 15 on 9 March 1857, and he was canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1954. And like Saint Dominic Savio, the missionaries of good example, good words, good action at home, with neighbors and colleagues at work. At every age, we can and we must bear witness to Christ. Commitment to bear witness is permanent and daily. His Holiness Pope John Paul II, in a homily he gave the 7th of December, 1997, in reference to St. Dominic. He said, St. Dominic had clear sight of what was right and wrong and acted decisively. When he received his first Holy Communion, he adopted a personal motto, death, but not sin. He would often slip away from the playground during a recess to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. A young man, the nephew of Stephen, the cardinal of a cardinal, fell with his horse into a ditch and was killed. Being lifted out, he was laid at the feet of Saint Dominic, who prayed over him and restored him to life. Wow, that's amazing. A young man, the nephew of a cardinal, fell with his horse into a ditch, and was killed. And being lifted out, he was laid at the feet of Saint Dominic, who prayed over him and restored him to life. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint. Saint Dominic Savio, through his intercession, raised the dead person back to life. Thank you, Lord. And St. Dominic loved the Eucharist. And he loved St. Don Bosco. And he desired to become a priest. That was his intent. But Lord, you had other plans for him, which include now, as he prays and intercedes for us today, he is asking for us to pray for our priests today. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today, that the Saint Dominic Savios of today will be touched and reached through the word and preaching and the sacraments administered by our priests today and bishops and religious today. So we pray for our priests today, who minister to the Saint Dominic Savios of today around the world. And so that is a prime reason why we do so now, to pray for our priests. Saint Dominic Savio, pray for us and pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back? And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Mother Mary, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you, and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. May your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastor and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord, Lord, send your spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Make them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love, and comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, and courage and wisdom, Lord. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord. We pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, my heart is filled with joy and peace. May your spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding, Lord, and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, all for the honor and glory of God. And we pray for our choirs. As Saint Dominic Savio is a patron of choirs. So, Lord, watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. And grant that our choirs be united in by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart, they might praise, bless, and worship you, O Lord, the light above all lights, the true life and salvation of our souls. So as we pray for children in our choirs and our altar servers, we pray for all our children. We pray for holy marriages. We pray that our children will be raised up and taught properly the Holy Catholic faith, giving them a firm foundation, like Saint Dominic Savio. We pray, Lord, for our children who are under attack today.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children,
you'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Dominic Savio and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children's and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, for all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace, and may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents, and may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Lord, we pray for those who have been the prodigals, Lord. We pray for the prodigals. We thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do and for watching over them. And we pray for those in prison, Lord. We pray for them, those who are in prison and their families. We pray for those who, we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we pray for our own forces, Lord. We pray for America. And we pray, Lord, peace in the world today. We pray, Lord. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And we thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for those who's caught in the eye of the storm, for held back by burdens and addictions, be it drugs or pornography or whatever the addiction might be. We pray, Lord, for deliverance from these addictions. And we pray for those who are suicidal, Lord. And we pray for those who are contemplating abortion, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that they will look to you, Lord, and seek you, Lord, and find you, Lord, from the eye of the storm, that you can save them, Lord, and give them hope. Those who are in despair, who feel there's no other way out, Lord, you are the answer for those caught in the eye of the storm. Amen. And Jesus is my best friend. And St. Dominic Savio said, I will go to confession. And so now, here at Deeper Truth, we encourage you to go to confession.
To ask before the throne, confession.
St. Dominic Savio would say, and from confession, and receive Holy Communion often to keep holy the feast days. And so, to go to Mass, our Mass.
Father God's at Sunday Mass, his homilies are eloquent, inspiring and relevant. Midweek comes, he's much more brief. Well, he just reads the gospel and then he sits down. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the Sunday Mass, the music's great. Freddie Dartmouth leads three choirs, heavenly music takes us high. Monday comes with silent strength, we could surely use his help, but Fred's not around. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass,
I think you think there must be more to it.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Sometimes Mass feels like a race. When Father God gets into it, he gets us out in 10 minutes. Afterwards I stick around, I'll pray the liturgy of ours a few minutes more.
On us as well, the host of heaven. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses because the Lord loves us.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with their heart, that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you.
Amen. And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your seat at the right paging telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
Testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
And here at Deeper Truth, we will tell the world. And tomorrow, we will have St. John Ogilvie, St. John Ogilvie, who is a convert from Calvinism and a martyr. And so he will be in the gap tomorrow. So we will close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And God's blessings be upon you this day. Amen. Good day.